India as give
Nizamuddin is a lawyer by profession, but he has been denied credentials back in Myanmar because of being a Muslim.
We are facing a lot of persecution in Myanmar. Even the children are killing. Children are being shot and women are raped by their Buddhists and other non-religious communities to the our little number of the Rohingya minorities.
It was a hot summer day as usual, but hundreds of Rohingya Muslims made their way to India's protest hub, the Jantar Mantar, where they staged a day-long protest against the innocent killings of Muslims back in Myanmar. Most of them see the unrest as an ethnic cleansing backed by the Myanmar government.
Many Rohingya Muslims have been killed since clashes began in the western state of Rakhine in Myanmar, and many others are missing or have displaced due to ongoing conflict.
Bibi Maryam is a mother of two children, and she calls herself most unfortunate. With tears in her eyes, she shares her experience back in Myanmar.
My father was killed brutally, and we couldn't even find his dead body. My brother was also put into jail, and we do not know anything about him. We are in very bad situation. We want the world to know that we are facing brutality by the Myanmar government.
The hardship faced by Rohingya refugees seems to be so severe that even the aid programs by the UN Refugee Agency are failing. While the world community remains a mute spectator, Rohingyas are being forced to leave their homeland, Myanmar. Munawar Zaman, Press TV, New Delhi.